Good evening, American Fork High School, and welcome to the 2018 Bridgeland Band Invitational. This is Brett Kuhn. I'll be adjudicating percussion today. Looking very forward to hearing the program, guys. I hope you had a great day so far, a great warm-up, and great season so far. I don't know if this is your first, second show, but looking forward to it. All right, let's do it. All right, American Fork. Yeah, nice to spend a similar work there. Yeah, nice sonority here in the vibes. Marimbas I could use a little bit more from in the mix right now. Can you turn your outside speakers just slightly this direction? Not much, just a little bit, just to kind of focus the sound a little bit more. Yeah, cool undercurrent here with the soundscape. Nice. Yeah, make sure we don't hear the duds out there, guys. Yeah, nice big opening here. Some more suspended cymbal growth from the front ensemble as a whole would be nice there. I think if downbeat cymbal crash and then into the marimba work, because I really can't hear it up here, we need more effect. Impact right there. Okay, nice crescendo battery. Yeah, the phrase right before this one, bass, the bottom bass just kind of stuck out a little bit from a balance standpoint. Yeah, edge, nice work there, snares. Yeah, soften that up a little bit. Bass line needs to be softer. Where soloist is not pronounced enough. We've got to have that prioritized. That's just got to get mixed up a lot better than that. Okay? Flute's got to definitely be over the top. Otherwise, it sounds overbalanced from the percussion, especially battery. Give me suspended cymbal growth there. Cymbals. Yeah, marimbas. Yeah, nice weight there, battery. Very good. Yeah, basses, gentle. Can we go to the edge there, basses, instead of stay in the center just to give a contrast and let that diminuendo out more naturally, be a little more tonal by the end? Yeah, nice sense of current here, front ensemble. Last suspended cymbal roll can come down just a little bit relative to the soloist. Yeah, nice front-to-back control here, guys, from a pulse perspective. Yeah, soften the touch just a little bit, snares, okay? I feel like maybe from a balance, on the balance side of things, maybe just a little bit heavy in the snare voice here. Remember, my vantage point is pretty darn vertical, too. Yeah, watch the clarity on the bigger rhythms back there, battery, okay? Yeah, really nice sounds here. Yeah, nice front-to-back dialogue, especially from that far back, battery to keyboards. It's got the clarity of intent's not completely there yet, obviously, but I appreciate the demands. Yeah, watch the direction changes there, battery. Simultaneous responsibility, musical and visual. Yeah, nice. Come on. Yeah, those chinas aren't going to get enough volume at the end. Sorry, guys. I think we need to get back on suspended cymbals right there. It may sound more intense down lower when you're, you know, closer on a scaffolding, but up here it's just not going to carry. This is suspended cymbals are going to always outdo those in a sustained situation. I didn't even notice was there gong roll at the end of that last moment. It'd be kind of cool if there wasn't. And can we get the gong on side one to be parallel, like, to the bass drum, like gong on side two? Yeah, nice texture here. Appreciate the handheld chimes and the marimba work. Now, can we put away the chimes one at a time? I don't want them to stop. I want them to fade out. I want it to fade out like we're taking the volume knob and just turning it down. I think musically we can be more sophisticated that way, okay? Just a nice crossfade. Yeah, nice suspended cymbal work. Yeah, I like the warm gong sound underneath that. Make sure the suspended cymbals on the vibes don't get a little heavy there, just because it's a brighter sound. Yeah, make sure. I almost wonder how this section would sound if we didn't have marimbas, just for a minute, just to give us a textural break. And it was predominantly a vibe thing. Maybe marimbas come back in here, just to get the violin a space to cohabitate in that they haven't had. Just food for thought. Big picture food for thought, right? Yeah, battery, appreciate the dynamics there. Thank you. Not my caption, but yeah, winds, right on. Yeah, nice impact there, percussion. Nice use of space. Be careful, guys. Don't overforce that last note, battery. Yeah, not quite enough suspended cymbal underneath that last hold. How about a little gong on the release of that note as well? Just warmth, you know, something that kind of creates that crossfade. And yeah, cool textures here, especially with the look of the color guard. Yeah, guys, nice job, Snares. Appreciate the writing here from a musical standpoint. Yeah, interesting moment there with the solo snare and the woodwinds. Yeah, keep working for clarity there, battery. We've got obviously another level of clarity in the pit right now, so we got to continue to get that to be more transparent. Careful. Yeah, watch that last roll. Appreciate what's going to be there. Just need to make sure we have that touch. Yeah, bass is too heavy through all this, I think. Yeah, because it leaves no room here to kind of lead into where the winds come back in stronger. Yeah, nice suspended cymbal work there. We need those effect moments. Yeah, again, clarity there. And it's a very top head oriented sound right now from the snares, but it's kind of been that with all the bands today. I think just because we're so over the top of the field here, it's so different. More concert bass in there with the just reinforcing the low end with the tubas. A lot of nice timpani work along the way. Yes. Careful now. Volume. Yeah, balance player to player. Make sure the very end doesn't get unmusical because we tend to overplay just a little bit. Again, I'll be excited to hear the drums next week from a horizontal perspective just so I can hear where the tuning is. Kind of been a theme of the day. Yeah, a lot of nice things going on, guys. I think just textural changes here and there in the writing in the front ensemble would be nice. I feel like some of the marimba work gets to be a little bit the same in a couple spots. I think underneath the violin, we need to look at how we can treat that maybe more uniquely than we have any other section. Didn't really talk about synths a lot tonight because I've had trouble hearing synthesizers all day and what their contributions are, whether they're string, voice, piano. Not sure what the patches are. I'll be excited to kind of hear what that is, too, in a more intimate setting next week. But really enjoyed the band. Not My Caption, beautiful color guard. Great job with everybody. Look forward to seeing this grow and develop.